Dammit! Listen, Amanda! There's only one way you and the rest are getting out of here. I'm gonna shoot off a flare to distract those things. You run for that helipad and don't look back!
You missed a meeting. There I was, with no one to talk to but the voices in my head. Now they're not happy with you, so you're going to make this right and do exactly what I tell you.
All right, look, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have placed that bet. I'm just saying you should have paid it off on time. What? You don't think I got anything better to do with my nights? I'm a reader, you know? This crap is messing with my Charlotte Bronte time. So chop chop, eh?
Oh, looks like we hit a swamp. Oh, boy, I know I shouldn't have worn my nice cargo pants. Okay, gang, I'm gonna wait on the other side of this mess and throw a rope across. You gotta let me know if a gator looks at me like I'm Vito's chicken parm special, okay? On three. One, two, three.
Boyo, here's the plan. You go left, I'll go right. Let's see if we can't cut this pussing shanker down to size so we can finish this. If all goes well, you're buying. If not, I guess I am. Let's go!
A long time ago, in a place not far from here, lived a little girl named Teresa Golden Pickle, who lived in the woods with her grandmother and always wore a green hood. She preferred red, but she didn't want to be sued.